You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Look, ladies, when I tell you Dove is a new kind of soap, I mean it's the first really new kind of wash day soap in years.
You mean at last there's a new soap for wash day?
Indeed I do. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery, and just listen. Dove does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, dirty towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Now, hold on, young man. I want to talk to you about that.
What, about Dove doing everything?
Yes. Now, last week, I had a lot of tablecloths and towels in my wash.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to come out white to suit me.
Well, Dove will get them gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Dove gives you. Your towels will be whiter, far whiter than you can get them with any number of other soaps.
Well, I also had to wash some of my husband's greasy black overalls. Now, you mean this Dove will get them clean?
Why, sure. They'll come out wonderfully clean, without any hard scrubbing. No boiling, either. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Dove.
But look, I had a couple of rayon slips and a lot of fussy colored washables.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't going to tell me I can use this same Dove for them, too.
I certainly am. That's the wonder of Dove. Why, it really adds to the life of those rayons and nicer colored things. Because Dove is a lot safer for their precious colors. In fact, they stay fresh and wearable far longer with Dove than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And think how important this extra safety is in wartime when such clothes will be hard to replace.
Yes, I've been wondering what to do about making my clothes last longer.
Well, then, Dove is the soap you've been waiting for. Just you try it. You'll see Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for D-U-Z, Dove, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now the Goldbergs. On the verge of his departure for the army, Sammy finds his personal life demanding a very definite answer to its questions. Since there are only a few days left, the answers have to be made. Involved with Emma, who has been working at the Goldberg house, involved beyond his own understanding and his own common sense, Sammy hasn't been able to decide whether he's in love or sick of it. And finally, he promised his friend Mikey that he would ask Emma to leave the Goldberg house. Not to get rid of her, but to give himself a chance to clarify his own feelings. And then came the call to the army. And at the same moment, an ultimatum by Emma. She doesn't want to leave. And something she said to Mikey indicates that she won't have to. Meanwhile, the Goldbergs are all excited about Sammy's departure.
Mikey.
Shh, Uncle David. Shh.
What's the matter? You want to talk to me, you say?
Yes.
Emma, dear, don't bother.
Something is again?
I have Sammy all laid out. The way he's on the bed, that's the way you put him in the valise.
Something, yes. Mikey? Sammy told Emma to go away? Right,
that's what I want to talk to you about.
Go
listen, Uncle David, she won't go.
I have a song that goes jingle, jingle. I have a song in my head, and I don't know his name.
I've got spurs that jingle.
Oh, jingle. Here you're sitting, and I'm looking all over. And I'm looking all over, and you're sitting here. Uncle David, what are you sitting like that?
Like that?
Only smiles, Uncle David. You too, Mikey. I want Sammy to go away surrounded by smiles. That's why I'm singing.
Ma.
David.
Yes,
darling?
Ma, I don't think I'm going to need all that stuff you laid out for me.
Very well, darling. If you wouldn't need it so deduct what you don't want, darling. And if you wouldn't have what you need, so you'll send it, and I'll send it to you Yes. Any which way, part of post baggage, any which way, darling. Huh? Look, pick out what you don't need. Go up to Emma, darling, and tell her to take out. I put in 8 pair socks. Too much, darling?
Too much, Mom.
So take out. I put in six underwear, light, medium, and heavy.
That's okay.
Be okay. And I put in, maybe you need extra brown suit. I put in the striped suit.
No, I don't need it.
So take it out, darling. Go up to Emma and tell her that you don't need everything. And take out whatever you wish. Go, darling.
Okay.
I got spurs that jingle. That's the song.
What song, Mom?
That was waltzing in my head all day.
Sammy!
Yes, Pa?
Your daddy is calling.
Coming, Pa.
Daddy.
David.
Yeah, then.
Mikey, I want smiles. I'm coming. Yes, Jake.
Your assistant is in a choir.
Yes, David. Mikey.
Okay.
That's what I want.
In detail. Tell me again, Mikey.
I didn't tell you anything yet, Uncle David.
Emma don't want to go? Why?
I don't know.
You spoke to her?
Yeah, and Sammy, too.
I don't care about Sammy. What?
Uncle David, nobody can make her go because...
Because what?
All right, dear. That's the way it should be. You should see how I'm packing Sammy's valise, just like a department store, so nothing should get wrinkled and nothing should get creased. I took out the brown suit with the stripes. Try foolish. What did you do with the brown suit with the stripes? 8 pair socks. Well, David. David, you're sitting again, David?
How shouldn't I sit, Molly, dear?
Proud. Like me. Proud.
Ma, I think I'll need a needle thread and some buttons.
Buttons? So I'll put them in my sewing kit. I'll put in your bag with a thimble.
All right.
Emily, you'll know how to thread a needle.
I'll learn.
You'll know how to sew on buttons.
I'll learn that, too.
Yes. Only don't stick yourself.
No.
Molly! Where's the key to Sammy's valise?
I have it. There's lots more articles yet.
What?
I'm coming. I have to put in yet a symbol.
Listen, Uncle David and Mikey. I spoke to Emma.
Emily? What?
Yes, Ma.
1 second, please, darling.
Yeah, I'm coming. Now, why does she have to go now?
Mama's calling you, Sammy. Go.
Now, Mikey.
Emily.
Your mama's calling you, Sammy.
Yeah, I'm coming, Ma.
Let me understand to the full extent.
I wish I understood it to the full extent.
Sammy told Emma to go and she said... Let me hear what she said. She said...
I don't like what she said. I don't like the way she said it.
For instance, Mikey, give me a for instance.
Maybe this thing has gone further than we think, Uncle David.
Give me a for instance, Mikey.
I'm trying to figure it out myself, David.
But a for instance...
All right, Ma. Okay.
Sammy.
Yeah. Now listen to me, Uncle David. I'm leaving.
Yeah?
Now what harm will it be if Emma stays?
Why do you want her to stay?
Because I... Why?
Why?
Well, what do you mean, why?
I'm asking you why, Sammy.
You're asking you why, Sammy.
Why should she want to stay?
Well, this is a job.
She can get another job.
She can get another job.
Well, maybe she likes it here.
Did you ask her why she wants to stay?
Did you ask her why she wants to stay?
I wasn't supposed to ask her why she wants to stay.
Well, why don't you?
Why don't you?
Uncle David, I want to talk with Sammy.
Sammy, there's all kinds of responsibility.
All right, Uncle David.
All right. It's all right. It should only be all right. I hope.
Well, what's the mystery? Emma won't leave. Why, Sammy?
But what do you mean, why?
I'm asking you. Is there any reason why she should stay?
What?
There is. Tell me. Tell me before it gets to your mother.
What are you saying?
Only what Emma is saying.
Emma is saying...
It isn't true, is it, Sammy?
Are you crazy? What do you think I am?
She didn't say...
She did.
And you were ready to believe her.
Well, you got me ready. You prepared me for anything. Anything was possible. You believed her. It was easy to believe. It was a cinch. You were running around like a crazy man. You said one thing and did another. You hated her one minute and loved her the next. You had all the symptoms of an animal caught in a trap. And believe me, Sammy, I thought you liked it.
Why should she say it?
Because she wants to hold on to you, Sammy.
Well, how can she with lies? She lied, Mikey.
You don't have to convince me.
She had the...
Are you beginning to see what I'm trying to knock into your thick head ever since she came?
Emma!
Now, wait a minute.
Why should I wait?
Just a minute. Are you going to lose your head, Sammy? Your mother knows nothing about
Emma!
It.
Emma!
You want Emma?
Yes, Ma.
She's busy. You want something? Tell me, Sammy, what is...
Nothing. Nothing, Ma. I have to ask Emma something.
That quick, terrible shock which Mikey administered to Sammy may have cleared his head of all the lies which Emma has provided. But Emma did it deliberately, and she may have other plans for her future in which Sammy has a different role than the one he has been playing in her life. Here's an urgent announcement our government has asked me to make. Right now, our war factories face a very real crisis. Unless we quickly supply these war plants with needed raw materials, heaven only knows how much longer they can run at top speed. All kinds of scrap are needed. Metals, rubber, rags. Now, don't allow yourself to think that your contribution isn't important. Search high and low. Look in the attic for old metal beds and chandeliers. Rummage through your closets and bureaus for old rags. Have your husband search the garage and the cellar for plumbing fixtures and worn-out rubber tires, tubes, and hose. Today, comb your house from top to bottom. Collect every bit of scrap metal, rubber, and rags you can find. And then get all of your scrap into the hands of your neighborhood collection depot or sell it to your junk dealer. It's needed, and needed fast. Victory in this war is too important for any of us to sit idly by. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Sammy finds how much he has to say to Emma and about her. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.